y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up. 1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Sprawl it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hello.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, our uncensored podcast that we do once a week right here at hot1015tampabay.com or on Apple Podcasts. And I'm about to sign us up for this little website I found where it'll put it everywhere on like...
Oh. How does it do it?
I don't know. It's some crazy voodoo technology that someone told me about.
You know I like crazy voodoo.
Right. And I've been doing some research because I always feel bad for people that are like, well, I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android. So how can I listen? I'm like, well, you can go to the Hot website.
No.
But it's kind of crappy to listen on there because you can't listen. Like if you... Like, let's say you're listening in your car and you take your phone out, it'll restart it when you take it out. So
you
it's so frustrating.
You can't pause. Like, you can't pause on the app or on the website. It's just like, hey, if you have 45 uninterrupted minutes, you can listen to this.
Right.
Or just as long as you can, and then it's going to start over.
And I've told our higher-ups, and the response I get is normally like, well...
I know. Well, and then it trails off, and then they start doing something else, and like literally nobody cares. So,
I'm like, I've been trying so hard. If you listen on the hot website, I do apologize, but hopefully in the next couple weeks it'll be coming to you on different platforms as well.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, my name is Miguel Fuller. This is Holly O'Connor.
Hi there.
That is producer Ryan.
Hi.
That is Scotty the Body, our associate producer from USF.
Hey.
So I'm not gonna lie, I feel a little thrown off. I just got some really unfortunate news about someone that I work out with that apparently someone from my CrossFit gym had a heart attack yesterday.
Oof.
And has passed away.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like when you get news like this and, you know, doing this show, doing a morning show, there have been a couple of times in my life that I've gotten bad news in the course of doing a show, and it's sort of like, well, fuck.
Yeah, I know. Because there's not a lot you can do when you get bad news while you're working.
No, I remember specifically one of my best friends from high school and college. We were roommates in college. And this was the last day that we were on the air at Play 98.7 here in Tampa.
Yes.
The first time that Holly and I were here with our other co-host, Kramer. And it was like we knew our station was going to change for like 6 months. And then like the last 2 months, we knew it was going to be sports. And then we were just like, all right, we're just going to do the best show every day that we can do because we just don't know who's listening and where we can get a job somewhere.
That was the incentive because otherwise we would have come in and been like, what do you want to talk about today? I don't give a beep. But yeah, we were like, well, maybe we could parlay this into a good job opportunity. So we're going to try, even though by that point they had started redoing the studio from Play 98.7 and to the Fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they had made it like so decked out. Mm-hmm. They had replaced the handles or they had replaced the door to make it like a see-through door instead of some crappy old radio station
door. Redid the entire studio.
Yeah.
Like new boards.
New boards.
New, like the, I mean, everything.
Everything. And the thing that got me the most, was that they had replaced the door handle of the door to enter the studio with a baseball bat,
of course,
been, like, signed by somebody or whatever, and it was so extra, and I was like, you assholes. We're still in the building, except they had pushed us into a production room, and my boyfriend is like, well, that production room was pretty big. Shut up! It was still a production room!
Yeah, because what's funny is Holly's boyfriend now was on the station that replaced us.
Yeah.
But they didn't know each other at the time.
No, we didn't. And so later on when I when he added me on Facebook and then I started looking at his Facebook, I was like, why does this guy seem so familiar? Oh, Pawlowski. That's the guy that was on the sports station. So that was my first little message to him.
Well, but that whole time in our lives was so unfortunate. I mean, like a couple of weeks before, I'll get to the story about what happened on the last day of our last show.
Yeah.
But I think it was like maybe a week or two before the last show. They were like, well, we want to do, this is still the funniest thing. And I don't know if it truly went down like this, but this is what it felt like and how I remember it.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to have a cookout for you all. They were like, you know, this station, Play 98.7, you all are the best low-rated station in America.
Like, yeah, like, it was just destined to not work, but, like, no. You guys did the best you could.
We did. We literally pulled out all the stops and did everything we could to get ratings here in Tampa Bay. Just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're going to do a little barbecue outside the station for you all. So we show up, and they got the barbecue going, the hot dogs and the hamburgers. And they're like, well, we just want to say congrats or thank you.
Thank you so much for your service,
to
basically.
To everyone, to Kramer, to Holly, to Miguel for coming down here, to Dana, to Chad Pitt, to all the people that have worked on it, Jay Styles.
Melanie Torres.
Yeah, all the people that tried their hardest. Thank you so much. Now, let's introduce you to our lineup for 98.7 The Fan.
Everyone like, yay.
And then
so
like
excited.
They literally
do,
like.
Do. You might as well have music playing.
And then they all, like, come out, and they're like, ooh, here are all the new people. And literally, it was as if they, like, just shoved us to the side and said, thanks, bye, bitches. Here's our new shining glory.
Yeah, and then everybody was all, you know, interested in that. And I was so angry that I couldn't even look at any of those predominantly men in the face. I was just like, what the f- ever?
I just remember, like, taking an extra couple of hot dogs because I was pissed, and I was like, well, fuck you. If I don't have a job, I'm going to take 5 extra hot dogs. I'm not even going to eat them.
And then we snuck out the back.
Yes. And then that was literally it. Yeah. But so they never told us when the last show was going to be, if you remember, Holly. They literally just popped in that. I think it was Jay that popped in that morning and was like, hey, this is it. This is the last show.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought we knew that it was like that last day of July or whatever.
We never knew because we knew it was coming. Yeah. They just wouldn't tell us exactly what day. And then that morning he popped in and said, this is it.
Man.
And so we were doing the last show, and then it was right before you were doing Hollywood. I had gotten a phone call from my friend Corey, who I've known since high school and college, and she had called me several times overnight, and I just thought it was a butt dial.
Yeah.
And so then she had called me several times during the show, and everyone knows, don't call me during the show, like unless somebody has passed. Well, wow. I was like, well, let me go pick up the phone real quick while we're in commercial break. So I walk outside. I go to answer the phone, and immediately there are tears. And I'm like, oh, Corey, what's going on? And she was like, he's dead. He's dead. And I was like, wait, what? And 3 months before that, I had gone to Savannah for her wedding and was super excited, had this long conversation with her parents about how excited we were that she'd finally found somebody because she'd been looking real hard and had kissed a lot of frogs to get to this charming prince. Apparently, he was riding his bike in a road in Savannah, and he was hit by a car.
Wow.
And after 3 months of marriage, gone. Like that.
Yep. Oh.
And so she tells me this, and I'm like, are you okay? Like, who are you with? Are you with anybody right now? Where are you? And I was like, all right. And then Kramer stuck his head out the door because he didn't know what was happening and was like, all right, we got 30 seconds. And I'm like, I have to call you back. So then literally, I had to walk into the studio, and then we did entertainment. And on top of that, if you remember, Holly, for some reason, the fire alarm had gone off in the station. And so while we were trying to do entertainment, there was like a bee-doo, 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 because the fire alarm had been triggered.
I forgot.
It was the craziest experience ever. It was so surreal having to sort of like throw yourself into like and think about whatever celebrity news that we were talking about.
I know. Anytime, it's almost dangerous to, like, be online while you're doing the show because I remember while we were at Play, not the last day, but while we were at Play, I was online and I ran across a thing on Facebook that a girl that I had gone to school with in high school and had been in my dance classes basically since elementary school was killed in an avalanche.
Oh, what? My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a big outdoorsy girl, Katie Ehring, and she was had been skiing down a mountain and there was an avalanche. And I read that, and then I was like, oh, my God. So J-Lo had the babies, or whatever it is. Like, it's just such a surreal experience to entertain while you got shit going on.
It is. I think that's one of the hardest things that, as a talent, is to overcome, is to being able to check your emotions and what's happening at the door. Like, you want to live with your emotions, obviously, because that makes you a better talent.
Yeah.
But you don't want it to hinder what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Scott, have you experienced that so far, trying to get through stuff while still on the show?
I mean, not on the show. I probably in the beginning, I think when like everything was going on, like again, like I've talked about in other podcasts, and like my mom was going through the hospital like all the time. And like that was the first time I experienced, I really had to check my emotions. Like the first gig I literally had with Hot 101.5, I was out entertaining people at a tent. And right before the gig started, like literally 30 minutes before we're supposed to be there, I got a call from my dad. I got a text from my dad. It's like, hey, you just got to just call me back. And I knew exactly what that meant. Mm. But then I had to go work a gig for 4 hours and kind of just check myself.
Yeah.
And then throughout that entire summer, last summer, when I started really, you know, becoming part of the show, that was going on. Gosh. And like dealing with like, okay, right after the show, like I'm going to go drive to Orlando or I'm going to drive back to Vero Beach and have to go deal with that and have to figure out life as soon as, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hits.
It's so crazy how moments in life can sort of make, when tragedy strikes you and when you first hear that news, it makes everything so strong, like your sense of smell, your sense of touch, like everything becomes so real.
I think it's the adrenaline.
Yes. I remember when I just started full time in radio, and I remember it was when the first Sex and the City movie came out, and we were doing an appearance, and sort of it was like sort of my first intern that I'd had. Like, you, this was like 11 years ago. His name is Rob, I believe. And we were working the movie theater for the Sex and the City movie. And I was like, you know, don't be late, don't be late, don't be late. And so it was like 7 o'clock, we need to be there. And he didn't show up. And I was like, what the fuck? So I called him and I was like, Rob, where are you? And he goes, I'm so sorry. I was about to call you. My dad just died. And I was like, what? And then it was like in that moment, I just remember like the two girls in t-shirts that were like with Sarah Jessica Parker's faces on them. And they were looking at me like, I want a Kiss FM t-shirt. And I was like, hold on, give me a second.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to just process and like have the right words for him. And he goes, so I'm just getting myself together and I'm going to be there to help you. And I was like, absolutely not.
No.
But it's like when you have those moments of tragedy that like everything just turns into sharper focus all of a sudden around you, your surroundings around you.
Yeah. There are several moments, like a lot, I guess, over the lifetime that you, and I mean, they could be for any different thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is tragedy. It's like various things. It could be the death of someone. It could be, you know, where somebody is sick, or it could be you got a broken heart, or you found out some information that devastated you, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those moments, they're always like just kind of pinpoints out in your memories.
It's true. It's so crazy how that happened. So, but anyway, that's, I don't want to spend the whole podcast talking about that because I don't have all the details, and I literally just found out. Yeah. So I have to spend the day sort of processing that.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, Valentine's Day is next week.
Yes, it is.
Wait, wrong one.
Why? For some people, it might be that.
I'm about to say, that's what it was when I was single, for Singles Awareness Day. So what's everyone planning on doing for Valentine's Day for their partners?
Well,
because your boyfriend listens to the podcast, Holly, right?
Sometimes he does. He doesn't listen all the time anymore. But he does sometimes, and I never know if he's going to pop in or not. But I don't want to, I got him a gift, and it's like a personalized type gift.
Oh, I
like,
love those.
You know, like an Etsy type thing, but it's not, I don't have like a, I ordered it last week, and right now the confirmation is just sitting in my email.
Oh.
And I haven't heard anything.
They haven't shipped it?
No, they have not shipped it. They haven't given me an update, and I'm starting to get stressed out.
Oh.
So I'm a little nervous.
Now, is this one of the, because I feel like I've been on this kick lately, all the like personalized like pillows and wine things type.
Yes.
Can you, I'm so curious what it, hold on, I'm going to turn our mics off because I'm curious.
Well, I can say, can I just like, I don't know.
You
I'll
tell
just
him not to listen.
I'll tell him not
like
to listen.
Friday.
He's going to listen.
No, he might not because we've had some discussions about the podcast.
Oh.
So if I tell him not to listen and then I explain why, I'll be like, I talked about your Valentine. He's like me. We like to be surprised.
Oh, so, okay. Because I feel like if it were me, I would listen. Even though if you said, don't listen, and I'd be like immediately, well, why?
Yeah, yeah. It's not like I'm like, don't listen because I'm going to talk about past sexual exploits. No,
right.
Don't listen because your Valentine's Day gift will be spoiled.
Mm.
And I don't think he wants that. So what I got him, and I found this on like a, I don't know where I found it, maybe Facebook or something, but you can get a framed print of a heart-shaped map where you put in whatever location. So like you put the location in and then it says the date and the two of it. And it says like, that's where our story began.
Yes.
Why are you shaking your head at me, Ryan?
lame.
Shut up!
Aww, that's not lame.
It's not lame.
I think any gift is good. Like, if you put in the effort in, it's personalized, I think it's lame too. Cool.
He said, I think any gift is good. He thinks it's lame.
What? It's a great thought.
I always do personalized stuff. Like, I write, like, poems, I do cards, I do pictures. Rarely do I go get something. Like, I never get either clothing or stuff. I get very personalized gifts that I know are going to make
because
a longer impact than
that
just that day.
It means something, and it means you put actual thought like behind it, crafting it.
I thought about writing a song this year, but I got to take the time to actually do it.
Oh, wow.
That takes a lot of effort.
Great experience in writing songs.
Well, yes. You know, some say natural writers.
I mean, Ryan, why do you think that's a lame gift? I think that's actually sweet, and especially knowing Holly's boyfriend, like he loves sentimental.
He loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think this is actually perfect for him.
No,
I just hate that shit.
Oh.
Why?
Because
well,
I don't.
If I was in a relationship with you, I wouldn't get you that shit.
No, you two could never be in a relationship.
No, like, the total.
The fact of the matter is, I really like Ryan, but we would never be in a relationship together. Like, just it wouldn't work out. But I wouldn't. I know you. I wouldn't get you that if we were dating. I would get you some camera equipment or something like.
Something practical.
Yes.
Wait, but I'm curious,
though. And I'd use a coupon.
No, because Taryn really likes that stuff, and I...
So do you shop for that stuff for her?
No.
Oh, we just hang out.
We just hang out. Wait
She's
a minute.
Miserable.
Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute.
We
so
be together.
We just hang out. You hang out every fucking day.
Yeah, what do you mean? What does that mean? We just hang out.
You can hang out on a Tuesday, but this is supposed to be like a little extra special.
You do a
special.
Little bit more this day. That's how I
You're
make
not
up
getting
for the
anything?
Rest of the
days. Are you not getting her anything?
Maybe.
Come on, Ryan.
You are or you are not?
Yes, I am.
He
I have an idea.
Any thought of it.
I can't say it yet.
Oh.
You
Is it going to be sentimental?
It's yeah. Well, it's something that she liked that I guess it is.
Okay. Here's the thing, even if you think it's lame, if she likes it, it means a lot that you get it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
I mean, last year I got her these Wanderer bracelets.
I know, I love those.
That has your coordinates on it or whatever you pick, sort of like.
I like those.
That's
like
sentiment,
that.
And you wear it every day.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't like that shit. Get out of here.
Ryan has a heart.
Well, that's what I was about to call you out because I'm like, we both have these Wanderer bracelets on because I have one, too, that I got from my boyfriend for his birthday.
I did it. I don't necessarily
But why?
Like it.
Help me understand why someone like you doesn't like sentimental things like a map of the coordinates of where you two met. Explain.
I don't know.
If you go say it's stupid, you got to explain why.
I don't know. I've just never been like that deep of a person.
But you are, though. You are. You're deeper.
I just don't express it.
You're deeper than I think you give yourself credit for.
I just don't express it. I just think it to myself, and I'm like, okay.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Sometimes.
Yeah, maybe that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm curious, so why?
Vulnerable spot.
So let's dig down in this for a couple of seconds, because I'm curious. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. A couple years ago, this podcast used to be, let's make Holly cry day. Revenge, bitches. Now we're going to dig in on you, okay?
Yes.
God.
I mean, so Ryan, help me understand, like, why does that make you uncomfortable? So if Taryn got you this picture.
Let's say she's getting you what I'm getting, Justin.
Right. And it was the coordinates to where you two first met. Like, why would that make you uncomfortable? Help me understand.
I don't think it would make me feel uncomfortable to get that.
What would it make you feel?
But would you roll your eyes?
Maybe.
Yeah, but why?
Inside, maybe.
Right, inside, you would. But outside, you'd be like,
but
oh,
I would,
thanks.
I mean, I would appreciate it. Yes.
Obviously, you would. But
I mean,
like,
I'm not that. Like, closed
no,
off.
You're not a dick, but like, why
but
would
why?
You
why would
not
you?
Like it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That is unacceptable.
I'm trying.
Do you know how you like to receive love? Like, is there like.
Look at Scott coming in with the love languages.
Yeah, I'm so about the love languages. No, but seriously, like, when you understand, like, how somebody else likes to receive love and then how you like to receive love, like, that has helped me understand my relationship so much more and help make sure, like, my relationship literally is still
How
here today.
How is Scott so emotionally advanced and I literally just found out about the love languages last year?
Because he's been hanging out with us.
Oh, that's true.
Where did you learn the love languages?
I've had to take, somebody asked me to take the test once and I dove kind of into it and I was looking at it, and then I've heard it at different seminars. And
well, his generation, they have more resources than we
they
did.
They do.
Last year.
Ain't nobody told us nothing.
Yeah, we didn't. They were just like, hey, you like each other?
Go ahead, have fun.
Yeah, get married, then fucking have a kid.
And I'll probably get divorced.
You
Whatever.
Fuck it up too bad.
Exactly.
Try better on the next one. Thanks.
So Ryan, I'm really curious because let's do a little exercise here. Or not an exercise, because I'm not a life coach. But I want you to dig down and really try to understand, like, what makes you uncomfortable or what makes you feel weird, or what word would you use to describe the emotion when someone makes an overture of love and appreciation towards you?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe that word.
Okay.
Do you think
it's not all the time? Just
no.
I don't know.
So, okay, let's back up because that might be too much.
I guess uncomfortable or not uncomfortable because I want it, but like just weird.
Well,
did I hear you almost say weak?
Weird?
Weird. Oh, okay. What, why is the gift lame?
I really don't have any words about it.
Okay. Interesting. Because, I mean, here's what I always say to stuff like that. And this is probably...
At first, I was just messing with you. Because I like to.
I know. Because I get really mad.
But I do have an issue with, like, just opening up in general, so.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Even if I do open up, I can't, like, force myself to do it. I still feel weird.
Yeah, I know. Well,
so it's I can't get over the weird factor. Even though I know I have to, I do it anyways, but it doesn't stop me from feeling weird.
Right. So even so, like you're just working through
it. I am sentimental sometimes and I like show affection or whatever, but there's like always that thing on the back end.
And that's just your personality, I feel like. If you listen back to podcasts past when we've gotten a little more into Ryan's story, it's like, you know, he had... What did you have, like ADD or ADHD or whatever it was that you did?
Maybe that's it, because as I was a child, I was...
You were on medication.
Very manic in my emotions.
Yeah.
And then after I got off of it, I was like, that's not how I should be.
Right.
In a social situation. So like when I got off of it, I had to teach myself how to be a normal person without all these like crazy emotions.
That right.
Like manic meaning... way off in a spectrum that it shouldn't be. So I think I just like counteracted it and this is what happened.
Yeah.
So do you feel like when you feel emotion, do you feel like your first thought is, wait, is this how I'm supposed to be feeling? That like, what am I supposed to be feeling right now in this moment instead of like what my natural reaction is? Does that make sense?
Sometimes. Kind of. Sometimes, yeah.
Because I'm wondering if...
But as I get older, it develops. Like, I feel like I know... that was me before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily now.
Asking yourself, which emotions should I be feeling right now? But now it's like they're getting to be more natural. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you think being on this show and, like, hanging out with us has helped that progression at all?
Oh, because definitely.
We're so touchy-feely.
We're the most lovey-dovey bitches ever.
Before I was on this show, I feel like I was a totally different person.
Okay.
At least thought-wise.
In a bad way or a good way? Have we changed you for the worse?
No, I mean, in a good way.
Oh, that's good.
Changed over time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Have been more in touch with your
emotions. In that or just, like, empathetic.
Yeah.
Understanding, controlling thoughts that, you know, like when you get angry or whatever, you're like, okay, how can I not be an asshole, but also get my point across?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff
you.
Like that.
That's like emotional maturity as fuck. Good for you.
You know, I find it so fascinating, especially my boyfriend. When we talk about, like, his early 20s, I find it so fascinating, the journey that he's been on, because his sister passed away in his early 20s, or late teens. And so he went through, like, this five-year period of just, like, anger and just drinking to cope because he never talked it out. And he still sometimes has a hard time, like sort of like you, Ryan. And that's why I find it fascinating to just sort of ask these questions and just sit and like let you feel it and sort of figure out what it is, because that's what Holly and I've had to do over the years and sort of, you know, understanding what is it that we feel. And that's why you'll hear us, you know, behind the scenes, you know, if Holly gets here early in the morning or I get here early in the morning and she'll walk and I'll be like, what's wrong, Holly? She goes, I don't know. I feel off, but let me take a moment to sort of dig around and try to feel it out. Mm. And so that's why I was asking that of you and of my boyfriend. And it's so fascinating to hear that that journey of emotional maturity,
right,
and like what it takes. Because my boyfriend's like, you would not have liked me. We could have never been together if we would have met back in the day. There is no way that could have ever happened because he was just so all over the place. So I give you credit for acknowledging that, Ryan.
I think that it takes being around other people who are also on like a similar part of that journey too.
Yes. Mm.
Just like in the sense I learned some of the things from you guys because you were more ahead of me. But also just like if your friends or whoever you're with or family is sort of closed off too, you're not really going to progress past that.
How can you?
You have to have people that you could practice these trade-offs in communication emotion-wise.
Mm. So. That is so true. And that's one of the things that
I mean, surround yourself with good people is what I'm saying.
Stay woke.
It's true. I tell my boyfriend that all the time, like, especially when it comes to family stuff, because his family is just, they're so close. And it's not uncomfortable. It just takes me for surprise sometimes. Like, on Sunday, right before the Super Bowl, I was in this big group text with, like, his mom, his dad, his brothers, his aunts and uncles in the little squares that you do for
Super Bowl. Yeah.
They were like, here's our family squares, and everybody, you know, you can make some money or some prizes off of this. And, like, it had, like, my name on it. And I'm like, wait, what? I haven't seen, like, what? It just blew my mind that, like, they thought of each other in that moment. Because my family, outside of Christmas, Thanksgiving, that's about it.
Pretty much same.
Yeah, like there's no, so I don't have that sense of family that he does and that their family does. And so I'm trying to grow myself emotionally to, you know, match that. Because when, you know, there's something that's happening in Buffalo and he's like, we need to go because XYZ is happening. And I'm like, girl, if we ain't got no money, we don't need to be there. When did they come down here last?
And that's really not the way to do that.
No, it's not. But I'm learning that when I have my initial reaction, I'm like, okay, I'm coming from a place of, well, my family doesn't visit me, so why do I need to spend money to go visit them?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is. And I think that's, I mean, it goes beyond just relationships with your family or your significant other. It's like the people that you surround yourself with, are they better or are they making you better or are they making you either the same or worse? And I mean, and that's all aspects of life. Because I feel like if you're allowing yourself to be in a relationship with or be friends with people who aren't furthering your emotional, intellectual, spiritual journey, then they're not really bringing anything to your life.
It's true. And I've had to cut a few people out like
that
this year.
Held back, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's honest to God. Like, that is why I really don't think people need to ever get married in their early 20s.
True.
Definitely not.
Not.
Scott.
Like,
oh, I don't plan on it.
No, I wasn't even saying that about you, but I'm just saying, even in your late 20s sometimes, like, I know you're in love and, like, you want to take that next step to show the world and that person that this is, you're in it. But, like, you can't even see what's going to happen to your own self in the next several years. Because so much of that intellectual maturity and the emotional maturity can happen in your 20s. Mm-hmm. It cannot happen in your teens because you're still trying to figure out your damn hormones.
Right.
Like, your hormones haven't even leveled out yet.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And, like, honestly, there's going to be people listening to this that are like, well, we got married when we were 21 and we're 15 years now.
Together.
You guys, you were very lucky.
Yeah, that's also the big possibility you will grow apart.
Right. Like,
not because you don't love each other, but just because your personalities
you're becoming different
so much.
That's what they mean when they say love isn't enough.
Right. No, it's not. It's communication. You have to grow and learn to talk. That's why I make such a big deal with my boyfriend and I every day when it's like, how was your day? Oh, it's good. No, no. What happened?
Right.
I want to know the stories. Like, who wronged you?
I don't want a laundry list of where you went to the bank, to the grocery store.
I'm the it was good person.
Yeah.
No, like, what were your victories today?
Yeah. Why were you sad? What were you upset about today? Where did you feel like you had a great shining moment?
Holly, I'm really curious, before we end the podcast real quick.
Oh, a lot of time.
And I know, right? 30 minutes already. In the 10 years we've known each other, Holly, how have I changed you emotionally? And I'll tell you how you have changed me emotionally.
Well, damn. I wish I would have had time to come up with this.
Sorry. I'll go first.
Oh, no. Don't go first. Because now yours is going to be all planned out. Mine's going to be like, oh, no. I really like you. You're funny. No. Let me go first. So what was the question again? How have you emotionally?
Yes.
Well, I would say that a couple different ways. I'm going to say the first way. First way I would say is that because you and I are both empathetic, I think that you have helped me become empathetic in more ways.
Mm.
And I guess it starts with, first of all, you're Black and gay. Mm-hmm. I'm white and straight. And I have gay friends because I was a theater kid, and you can't be a theater person or a show choir person or a choir person without having the gay friends.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
Right.
I had a lot of gay friends. None of them were super close, though. Like, I wouldn't say, like, we didn't do, like, trips together or anything. So when you moved in as a gay Black man, and especially I would say more so as a Black man, you just taught me stuff about other cultures. Mm. And since we're both empathetic, and since there was never a wall up, I felt comfortable enough to ask questions that may have put other people off, because I'm coming from a place of, help me learn. I don't know. And so it's like you opened my perspective more on those issues, because I've always leaned liberal, and I've always been like open-minded to other cultures, other ways of thinking, other religions, whatever. But maybe I hadn't been up close with it.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So like you helped expand that, and you helped me. And another way that you helped me, and I sometimes hate this, but I love it, is if I'm mad about something, you never just let me be mad about something. You're always like, now, Holly. And I'll be like, fine. So then I always have to like take that into consideration, because I'm like, this person, I don't know how we ended up so like respectful of each other, but I really respect what you think and feel. So if you feel a type of way about something and I'm like poo-pooing it, and you're gonna be like, well, wait now, and I'll be like, shit. So it's like sometimes begrudgingly I will go into something and be like, all right, maybe I'm not really into this, but let me give it an open shot.
Let me try.
So I think those are the ways that really I've been a better emotional person and a better listener.
Because
you're a good listener. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Thank you. That
I'm sure there's
so
more,
great.
But I wasn't really prepared. So.
No, that was great. I just thought about that really quick. No, I think one of the things, and I've told you this before, I think being able to care for someone deeply outside of just like the surface stuff, because of my upbringing, I always had like really sort of superficial friendships where I just never had the time invested in someone to like fully know their life. And so I always looked at life as like, here are the steps I need to take to get to where I need to be.
I
don't care what's in front of me, I will destroy it just to get to where I need to be.
Yeah.
And so I think you've taught me on how to take into consideration other people. Mm. Because I did, but at the same time, I was like, well, bitch, bye. This is Miguel's journey.
Yes.
And I don't give a fuck who you are or what you are. Oh, I'm going to destroy it. And so I remember when you were in the hospital after you had Maya and you were dealing with your MRSA scare.
Oh, God.
And I remember thinking for the first time, if you died, I would be a mess. Like, I don't know what I would do. Because, like, there are times where it's like, you know, I'm frustrated with you or, you know, but I literally can't even remember the last time that happened.
It's life, because, like, you – everyone asks, well, when do you guys fight? We really don't.
No, we've never fought.
I know we get frustrated with each other.
Right.
But we're also so, like, know how the other person works that I'm right. like, I know why. I know.
Well, because you know it's not ever coming from a place of trying to get back at you or trying to be angry. There's another word I want to use, but I can't think of it.
Right.
But anyway, so it just taught me on how to take a second and how not to just do the, oh, are you okay? Or is everything okay? No. Really, how are you? Like, what is really making you feel that way?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, there you go. All that emotional talk. I thought we were going to talk about the blown off ball and how drunk everyone's going to get next week.
Well.
We'll save that.
We'll save that next for time. Next podcast.
Danny was outside of the window.
Danny's like, can I do?
No, but he was over there like licking.
Danny, come in.
Danny boy.
We were just doing the podcast. Come say hi over there real quick. Okay. This is Danny Serrano.
You
have to take my shirt off too, like everybody else in here?
Actually, no. You have to take off your mask and bare your soul because that's what we do here on Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Damn, that sounded
So I can leave my cock ring on then.
Yeah. We just want your soul.
I just want to say cock ring because it's a podcast. I really want to use that.
As one does.
Danny, thank you for letting us use the studio longer than we need to. Danny, you can hear him every day from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Hot 101.5.
Yeah. Hold it down.
Still under 1,000 Instagram followers, so if I can get some help on that, under that.
Ooh, let's make that happen. Danny, what's your Instagram name?
Danny on the radio, one word.
Okay, Danny on the radio.
Holly, what's your social media?
Mine is Radio Holly, and on Facebook, you can find me at Holly on Hot 101.5.
Producer Ryan?
My is Radio McGib. M-C-G-I-B. Sorry, I was doing something.
He's working. He's not paying attention anymore. Fine. He was like, I revealed more of my personality and my emotions than I ever have, and I'm done.
I need to go be
Ryan
alone.
Ryan has to be the best photographer in town, man. Drone footage,
I know. Is
pictures.
That what he's working on? God, they're so good.
Oh, he is. He's amazing at that. Scott, what's all your information?
At Scott Tavlin, S-C-O-T-T-T-A-V-L-I-N.
T-T. My name is Miguel Fuller, M-I-G-U-E-L-F-U-L-L-E-R. You can check out Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com on the Hot app, or if you have an iPhone on the podcast app, just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Until next week, bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.